Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal DRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. We only have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are no operators standing by. I am it. And while I do have a great team when it comes to discussing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save the number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Mitchell, Bubba, Bill, Griselda, Mindy's on, John Paul, good to see you, Christopher, good to see you as well. Glad everyone's joining us this morning. We've got a great broadcast lined up for you. We try to do that every day. We are celebrating today. I looked at the list of celebrating items. National Solitaire Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
National Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I think we heard that one already. How about National Vanilla Pudding Day? Okay, we can go with that one. That depends on what we're mixing it with, but that might be a good option. We'll think about that concept right there. Stock market today, it's been a bit of a jigsaw puzzle. It's been up and it's been down. Little roller coaster action there. So we are looking at it right now. We're down 17 points. We were up at one time about 30 or 40 points. And not a whole lot there. I guess we could say ho-hum on that one. We're looking at oil up 47 cents a barrel. The 10-year treasury, that one's moving up just a little bit, up 0.2 basis points. So it's 2 basis points up. 3.08 roughly is the 10-year treasury. So not a whole heck of a lot there. We'll talk about the bond market in just a few minutes when we get to the mortgage minute. Next segment, we'll have that one for you. We are going to talk this morning. We've got a going to chat a little bit about real estate today and buying power. What's happening with our buying power as we continue to move through this increasing interest rate environment? Well, here's the issue. Interest rates are increasing, but so are home prices. So you can sell your house for more, and you may even get more on the purchase side. So it's kind of a mixed bag, if you will, right? So if you sell your house and it's up 5%, the house you're buying probably going to be up 5% as well, unless you're looking in a completely different area. So just a word to the wise right there, thinking about that one. Checking out the news of the day. Looking at maybe a second special counsel. A lot of the Congress people are saying we need a second special counsel.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So why would we need that second special counsel? Well, basically the IG, the investigator for the Department of Justice, you know, their whole issue right there is he does not have subpoena power. So those folks that are not working in the department no longer have to answer to him. So they're looking at that reason. Maybe some spying went on from the Department of Justice, the National Security Institutes, and maybe as high up as the President Obama himself spying on the Trump campaign. Do I recall something about that during the Watergate years? Are we going through all this all over again? Well, our local loon, Adam Schiff, he just lies about everything, my opinion. But he's out there probably telling people, no, we don't need that. We will see what General Kelly has to say about this, because he's going to be getting together with lawmakers to see what they can possibly do. Now, Stephon Halper, no one wants to talk about that name. He's the CIA operative and the FBI informant that was allegedly used to gather information on the Trump campaign in 2016. So let's think about this. If you take a CIA operative, that's his job, is he does that all over the world, goes and infiltrates other entities or businesses or whatever to try and bring back information for what purpose? Well, generally, it's to let our government know what others are doing. Is that what's happening here? Interesting. And Rudy Giuliani, he's on the case as well, saying that Robert Mueller's team will not be talking to President Trump until Giuliani knows more about this FBI source. Why would you want the president of the United States to go in unprepared for anything? Just a thought right there. Giuliani was a prosecutor. He understands how all of this works. I'm guessing that we're going to see the IG report on the Comey matter probably come out next week on Friday. Next Friday, I think it'll probably be. Is that right before Memorial Day? That's when we're gonna see that. Is that this week? Holy cow! Might even be this week. So it might be this Friday that they'll let that out. I'm just sharing that with you before anybody else tells you. Why would they do that? Well, they're hoping that nobody will be watching over the Memorial Day weekend. That's just the way we seem to do it in the swamp in Washington. And yes, even though we've got the absentee Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Rod Rosenstein probably does not want to have all of this information coming out on his watch, yet it's going to. Comey's out there on his book tour. We'll figure that out. We'll find out what's going on there. Moving right along. Guns found, violent threats made at schools near the Texas high school shooting. Are there more coming? Well, it's not the guns' fault. They don't do anything on their own. Maybe we need to, you know, we didn't like the idea of putting a metal detector at the airports. Can you imagine our remote studio here? We're right near an airport, right near a school. And you watch some of the outfits that people wear going to school. I'm wondering, you know, you take out all those piercings and things. I wonder how long it'll take the kids to get ready to go through a metal detector at some of the schools. Just a thought right there. Not a funny joke. Starbucks back in the news. Tried to dig itself out of a controversy Monday by attempting to clarify a policy toward non-paying guests that generated an onslaught of weekend criticism. Here's the issue. Sometimes if you say nothing, people will think you're a fool. Sometimes you open your mouth, you remove all doubt. That might be exactly where Starbucks is right now. The Seattle-based retailer on Saturday said it would allow all guests in its U.S. company-owned stores to use its cafes, including restrooms, whether or not they make a purchase. So now you're going to start getting the homeless coming in there. You get drug addicts coming in. Take a shower in the Starbucks bathroom. Guests won't be able to use it. Is that what Starbucks really wants? Well, on Monday, Starbucks revealed more about the policy, telling the Wall Street Journal that employees now have detailed instructions on what to do if someone is behaving in a disruptive manner, such as smoking, using drugs or alcohol, using restrooms improperly, or sleeping in the Starbucks. You just cannot make this stuff up. And the WNBA deciding that it wants to get into the political arena. I'm going to suggest that, you know, what their sales are already slumping. They can't afford to lose anybody. But now they said that a portion of their ticket sales are going to go to funding Planned Parenthood.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, it's just amazing how they would do something like that to fund. Now, they don't have the best attendance in the world, but they're going to go and they want to fund Planned Parenthood with their ticket, part of their ticket prices. Unbelievable. Trump administration condemns a sham election in Venezuela. We knew that one. Kind of like the elections in Russia, nothing new there. Another California city rebels against the state's pro-illegal immigration sanctuary city policies. Carlsbad City Council voted 4-1. We'll applaud them. Voted 4-1 Monday to support the Trump administration's lawsuit against the state's pro-illegal immigrant sanctuary city policies. Are you tired yet of this whole issue of all these political ads? I'm watching one from Gavin Newsom, and I think it's a great ad because he tells us all of the things that we like about John Cox is how he starts his ad. He is pro-reduction of taxes. Now, is that something that Gavin Newsom really wants to vote run on, is increasing our taxes? Well, John Cox says he's not going to, and it's in the Gavin Newsom commercial. Anti-illegal immigration. Do we really want people to break our laws? Anti-gang. Do we really want it? Gavin Newsom wants to support that. Just a thought right there. It's amazing how that's the topic of the day nowadays. But, hey, you know, something that's their commercials. They get to do them, do what they want with them, how they want to do them. And it's just going to be fascinating to watch how this entire thing plays out. Amazing, these different issues. I don't know about you. I mean, we know the way it is right now in our society, and especially in Southern California, we know the fact that we're dealing with a lot of this craziness, right? I mean, it's, if you're conservative in California, you might as well go away for the next 10 days because it's just really, really crazy about these ads and watching what's going on. But I thought that was a fascinating ad where it's promoting all of the items that we want to see really happen in our society. And thanks to Gavin Newsom, he's telling us, hey, go vote for John Cox. Just a thought for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. How current interest rates can have a high impact on your purchasing power. When can I get a bankruptcy off my credit report? Dad wants his daughter to co-sign on a $300,000 mortgage. What should she do? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. Gold Star Mortgage, they can save you potentially $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. How do they do it? Well, it's all within their fast pass loan approval, something very unique to Gold Star. Checking out the mortgage market today. Dow Jones down 25 points as we speak. The U.S. 10-year Treasury up just a little bit, 3.076 as I speak to you. And the Fannie Mae 30-year bond, it is down 5 basis points. When the bond goes down, interest rates go up. So it is just a little bit, not a huge amount right there. And as I mentioned to you yesterday, we are looking to see, well, are we going to test the new highs and see, are we getting ready to test new highs on those interest rates? Stocks continue to move higher, again, in part to announcements from China. Chinese are going to reduce their tariffs on imported cars from 25% to 15%, which has sent most automobile stocks higher. Mortgage bonds are trading near unchanged levels. I told you that, about 5 basis points. Not a huge difference. No economic reports due for release today, so technical analysis will dictate market direction. Tomorrow, the news heats up with mortgage application data, existing home sales, and the all-important Fed minutes from the May 2nd Fed meeting. Mortgages still are trading in the middle of a wide range between support at 100.938 and overhead resistance at the 25-day moving average. There is significant room to the upside with over 40 basis points before the next ceiling. So you want to give bonds a chance to improve. That means you may get some better interest rates if you wait a little bit during the day today. But again, tomorrow, remember, when the Fed minutes come out, that's usually not a good sign for interest rates. Looking at the 10-year, the year yields currently, as I told you, about 307. We believe they still have room to improve before testing the 3.04% once again. After another test, it's likely yields will move higher. That is the issue that we've been chatting about right along, is that we may see the interest rates go up a little bit more. So what is that going to do to you? What is that going to mean for your family? That's always the most important part of these issues, is I can tell you all this technical stuff. And you know, a lot of people just get confused by it, so they gloss over it. Or there are some people in the industry who say absolutely nothing, and it's mainly because they don't understand it. So when you don't understand something, our way is to say it's either not good or we're just going to go buy it. That's the issue. So just think about that. We want you to understand these issues when that's as a listener or watcher of Ron Siegel Radio. You're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv or our live Facebook stream. You can tell, we'll give you all this information just so you can make more informed decisions. Speaking of more informed decisions, how do current interest rates have an impact on your purchasing power? That's the big issue this morning. According to Freddie Mac's latest primary mortgage market survey, interest rates for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage are currently 4.61%, which is still near record lows in comparison to our history. Now, whenever you hear Freddie Mac's rate, the primary mortgage market survey rate, that's looking at the perfect mortgage and the perfect borrower. So what defines that? Because I get a lot of people call and they say, well, at 4.61, I'd like to get that mortgage. Well, if you meet the same criteria as they use in the survey, then you get that number. What is that criteria? Well, you're looking at a $424,000 loan amount. That's after you've put down 40%. So you've got a 60% loan to value. You're going to have 760 FICO score or better. And it's going to be a single family residence. No condos, mobile homes, motor homes, manufactured homes. So you're looking at a single-family residence, 760 FICO or better, and you're looking 40% down, 424 is the loan amount. Do you ever think anybody has all of those factors? Well, very, very rarely. So then there's about those 37 different or 35 different loan level price adjusters. So those are coming out from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the loan level price adjusters. So if you've got a condo, the price goes up. If you've got less than a 760 FICO score, price goes up. If you're using something less than 40% down, the price goes up. Those are all the adjustments that get made. Now, if you're putting 50% down or 70% down, you may have a little bit lower pricing in there. Just those are different issues. The interest rate you secure when buying a home not only greatly impacts your monthly housing costs, your payment, but also impacts your purchasing power. Purchasing power, simply put, is the amount of home you can afford to buy for the budget you have available to spend. As rates increase, the price of the house you can afford to buy will decrease if you plan to stay within a certain monthly housing budget. So I shared a chart earlier today on our social media channels. Take a look at Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, Ron Siegel on Instagram, all these places we put these items, Ron Siegel on Twitter. The chart shows the impact of rising interest rates and what you'd have if you planned to purchase a home within the national median price range. National median, that doesn't count. That's not Orange County. That's not San Diego County, Riverside County. That's the national numbers. We don't fit into that out here. Remember that one when you're looking at it, because I told you in the past, we've talked about this issue. Median home price for Riverside County, we're looking at $397,000, $397,660. So it's almost $398,000. The median home price for Orange County, California, $114,000, slightly under $814,000, is the median home price for Orange County, California. Now, you're not getting that because that's not the property that you're looking at. So when we're looking here, the median price range to keep payments at $1,850 to $1,900 a month, think about this. If you had a 3.75% interest rate at $1,850 a month, you can buy a $400,000 property. But if you're at 4.75, you're looking at a $360,000 property. You've lost 10% of your purchasing power. Now, here's a trick that I'm seeing out in the marketplace a whole lot. You might say, Ron, you just told us that the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey shows 4.61, and then you're talking about a 3.75. Well, here's the trick we're starting to see coming back into the marketplace. We're starting to see where the quote is going to be based on paying 2 points to buy down the interest rate. Now, more often than not, if you look at what that 2 points represents as far as the cost, 2 points to buy down the interest rate on a $400,000 loan means $8,000 to buy down that interest rate, $8,000 additional down payment money that you're looking for. Now, and you bring that interest rate down, say, going down from 4.75, say just to 4%, looking about $160 in savings. Now, remember here, you've got $8,000 and we're going to look at $160 a month in savings. So you're looking at a little over 4 years just to break even on that $8,000, assuming that you did nothing more than that. The other part you're making, the other assumption you're making, is that you've got an extra $8,000 to put down. And it wouldn't get you a better interest rate because $8,000 more down on a $400,000 property is might get you into a lower price point as far as interest rates, because that alone, by the time you bring that the price breaks on those, remember I talked about loan level price adjustments? Well, you've got a loan level price adjustment 20%, 25%, 30%, 40%, 50%. There's different loan level price adjustments based on the loan to value numbers. So we're just talking here that you lost 10% of your purchasing power. With each quarter of a percent increase in interest rate, the value of the home you can afford decreases by 2.5%. You can see that experts predict that mortgage interest rates will be closer to 5% by this time next year. I'd say act now to get the most house for your hard-earned money. Think about all of that. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I would be happy to share with you exactly how all of this works and what it means for you and your family, because that's I give you the median numbers, but we're not buying median. So maybe you need information on your family. Give me a call, 800-306-1990, and we can chat about that. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. When can I get a bankruptcy off my credit report? The father wants his daughter to co-sign on a $300,000 mortgage. What should she do? And what's the difference between a money market account and CDs? Everything you need to know. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate.
If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 8508-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Good morning, Gene. Glad to see you with us. Rich, glad to see you. Sid, Ann, glad to see you all with us this morning. Credit Sanitizer, when can I get a bankruptcy off my credit report is the question. Here's the issue, and it's something that we talk about on Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis. There is nothing at all that is required to be on your credit report. Nothing is required. Now, that which is on your credit report then does have requirements, has to meet three different guidelines. It must be complete, it must be accurate, and it must be verifiable. If it does not meet all the three of those guidelines, it must be removed from your credit report. So filing for bankruptcy in order to deal with overwhelming debts can be frightening and confusing. Here's the issue, though. Remember this. It's not the end of the world. Nobody really is walking around with a big B on top of their head or a 7 or a 13 on their branded in them. The world, what's happened to you? There's a lot of bad things happen to good people. Just going to share that with you. If you're among those who have opted to use this approach in order to turn a troublesome financial picture around, you're probably wondering what the next step should be. And more importantly, how long it takes to get that bankruptcy removed from your credit report. Good news is bankruptcy filings don't mean the end of obtaining credit. And in fact, you can try to speed up the removal process while also rebuilding your financial profile quite successfully. Two types of bankruptcy. You need to understand, it's important to understand that there are two types. Chapter 7 bankruptcy is full liquidation of your assets. And it does not involve filing a repayment plan. Instead, assets are sold and the proceeds are used to cover the debts. It takes 10 years from the date of filing for this type of bankruptcy to come off of your credit report. Chapter 13 bankruptcy, on the other hand, allows individuals to develop a plan to repay some or all of their debts over the course of 3 to 5 years. The bankruptcy itself will automatically be deleted from your report 7 years later. from its filing date. Can you speed up the removal process is the question. Under some circumstances, it may actually be possible to get a bankruptcy removed from your credit report sooner than expected. Big misconception that bankruptcy cannot be removed from a credit report and that you have to sit out 7 to 10 years. That is not true. The truth of the law or the way the law is written, there's a maximum amount of time a bankruptcy can remain on your report, but there is no minimum amount of time. In other words, there's nothing stopping you from getting that bankruptcy removed before the 7 to 10 year period. How do you do that exactly? Well, you have to file a dispute with the three credit bureaus. Not saying that it's not mine, that's not legitimate. You review the bankruptcy filing and the items related to your bankruptcy that appear on your credit report carefully. If you find any incorrect information, you can file a dispute. If there is anything that's inaccurate on a credit report, it must be removed. As I told you earlier, the bankruptcy has to be reported correctly. You want to make sure that's the case. Name, social security numbers, personal information must all be reported correctly. Any error in the way it was reported is grounds for having it removed from your credit report. In addition, when you file a dispute with the credit bureau, it must be verified and validated in order for it to remain on your credit report. If the items you're disputing were not verified properly, or if they are not verified within 30 days of the dispute by the credit bureaus, they must be removed from the report, and this includes bankruptcies. Before you start thinking about when you might be able to get that next credit card or line of credit, it's important to make sure you correct whatever behaviors got you into trouble in the first place. First and foremost, and most people don't realize this, before getting back into the credit game or applying for anything, make sure your financial habits are fixed. Whatever you did that required filing bankruptcy, you now need to establish good financial habits. That includes things like paying yourself first, saving money, creating an emergency fund. All these things are so directly tied to credit and the ability to manage credit and save money. Now, the other part of it is you want to increase your credit scores. Now, how do you do some of these things? Well, once you've got the habits in place, the next item could be either to get unsecured credit, or you might be looking at secured credit cards from a bank or from a line of credit. Most banks will approve you for an approved secured card a few years after filing bankruptcy. That should be the next step, unless you've got one of the smaller cards that don't require that. In addition, don't be surprised if you start receiving credit card offers during that 7 to 10 years that a bankruptcy remains on your report. Credit card companies make more from customers who have low credit scores or bankruptcies. You are a prime candidate for credit because most credit card companies know that the person has filed for bankruptcy and that they're going to want to get credit again, and they know they can charge you a higher interest rate because you have a lower FICO score. While bankruptcies may be somewhat unpopular topic or continue to carry a stigma socially, there can be a silver lining to going down this road. From a credit perspective, it's a master reset on your credit. You're starting from scratch. I've personally seen people who have filed for bankruptcy in a couple of years. Their scores are in the high 700 or 800 range because they have established better financial habits. You can also carry on the conversation on the social media platform. Give me a holler, 800-306-1990, or go put some comments right there on our social media pages. I've shared this with you in the past that one of the issues is your credit score. By the time you get to the point of filing bankruptcy, your credit scores probably have taken the brunt of the hit. Once you file, you're going to be getting rid of a lot of, and I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong for you to file. You need to talk to Christine Kingston about that. It used to be Christine Wilton, and I still don't remember the name right properly. But you need to talk to Christine about it. So once you filed for the bankruptcy, all of those debts are going to be removed if they're done properly. Now, more often than not, the debts are not removed properly. So then you end up having to deal with that part of it, of getting it done the right way. But once they're removed properly and they show that it's been discharged in bankruptcy, the bankruptcy is still on there, but all those debts and your credit utilization is going to change drastically. Now, when you start getting some new credit cards, even if you pay a little extra, get three cards or four cards. I like the idea, and I share this with folks all the time, is there's two different ways. Number one, you can go onto the credit card company itself. And here's one of the strategies, because one of the cards that is most common for sending you an offer is Credit One. Not Capital One, but Credit One. They'll send you an offer, give you a small line of credit. Accept that. I know it's going to cost you a little extra money, but hey, you know something? You just wiped out a whole lot of debt through that bankruptcy. So accept that offer and start building up your credit. I would recommend you go on to their website. Do like every Wednesday. Go on their website, see how much money you owe on your card, and then go into your online banking and pay it. You don't want to get to the point where you've got balances due on your credit cards. But go on there, get under your online banking, and pay that credit card every Wednesday, right? So then you can spend money throughout the week. Next Wednesday, you pay the whole thing off again. That way, at the end of the cycle, you're going to have some small balance. Hopefully, it'll be very, very small balance on the card. So it reports having a small balance, but it's also showing that it's being used. You want to make sure that at the statement closing date, not the payment due date, that's going to be a different issue, making sure you always have your payments on time, but on your statement closing date, you've got the smallest possible balance as it relates to your available credit line. That way you show something due, but your credit line is under 10% of your utilization, and that's going to get you the best benefits on your scores. Now, you maintain that for a while, and you watch how quickly your credit scores are going to jump up. Don't get yourself into the same bad habits again, because we don't want you to have to go through the same problems. You want to change the habits that got you to where you are, but you also need to understand how credit works. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the difference between money market accounts and CDs, and this father wants his daughter to co-sign on a $300,000 mortgage. What should she do? All that and more. You can reach me off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Word on Wealth segment today is being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, NEST, to 79564. So, what is the difference between a money market account and a CD? What is the difference between a money market account and a CD? So different instruments for different types of options. So you have to look at all the different types of accounts that are out there. You might first think of simple savings account that allows your money to grow according to a set interest rate. You don't get a whole lot there. You also have the options of choosing a money market account or a certificate of deposit, a CD. Money market account is like a mix of a savings account and a checking account. A CD, on the other hand, doesn't offer much flexibility in accessing your money with set term and withdrawal limits. So the pros and cons of the money market account. The money market accounts are useful money management tools. They are best described as a hybrid of a savings account and a checking account. Money market accounts earn interest much like savings accounts do, according to the interest rate that applies at a given time. Plus, money market accounts typically have more favorable rates than a typical savings account. Then, like a checking account, money market accounts often include ATM cards and check writing abilities. You want to double check with your bank, though, since not all money market accounts offer these perks. However, money market accounts don't have the complete flexibility of checking accounts. Money market accounts do limit you to 6 outgoing transactions like withdrawals and transfers per statement cycle, just like with a savings account. You may also want to be wary of money market account minimums. Higher minimum deposits and balances can come at a cost of better interest rates. This usually means a minimum deposit of $2,500 or higher, with some even reaching $10,000. The pros and the cons of CDs, certificates of deposit, or CDs for short, are timed deposit accounts. When you open a CD, you choose your term length from the options your bank or credit union give you. These terms usually range from 3 months to 5 years. And once you open an account, you have to make a deposit. That deposit will be held for the entire term length, during which you cannot make any withdrawals or additional deposits. This definitely limits how easily and how often you can access that money. The whole setup of CDs is to lock away your money for a set amount of time while it earns interest. This allows the issuing bank to use your money during that time for other purposes. Then when the CD reaches maturity, you'll receive your initial deposit back plus all the interest it earned over the term. So if you were to try to make a withdrawal during your term, which isn't how CDs are designed, you'll face a hefty penalty. This usually deducts days or months of interest earned from your withdrawal, depending upon your CD term length. CDs also require high minimum deposits, $500 to $10,000 and more. This limits potential customers from opening a CD if they can't safely set that amount of money aside. So which is better? Comparing money market accounts and CDs overall isn't entirely fair since they are structured differently. Let's break it down. The money market accounts are better than CDs if you're looking for a more accessible account. You can easily deposit and withdraw funds to and from a money market account with an ATM card, a personal check, online or on mobile. Again, also double check whether a bank issues ATM cards or personal checks with their money market accounts. Your main limitation will be the 6 allowed outgoing transactions per statement cycle. CDs, on the other hand, are all about limiting access to your money. Once you open an account and make your initial deposit, you cannot move money in or out of the account without facing that penalty. This may help you, though, if you're prone to spending and not saving. If that's the case, a money market account may give you too much freedom. When it comes to interest rates, money market accounts may be your better bet. Money market rates are typically higher than basic savings accounts and short-term CD rates. CDs might have higher rates than a money market account, but those are often the long-term accounts, 2 years and more. That means that to snag a CD rate that's higher than a money market account rate, you most likely have to wait a couple years to have access to that money. Now, remember this one issue. You may be looking, like we talked in the last segment about bankruptcy, it may be beneficial for you to accept that CD and go and get a CD and ask the financial institution, the bank or credit union, if you can collateralize a loan. So you may want to get a new car, but you can't get the great interest rates that are available today. You might go in and say, okay, I've got $5,000 or $10,000. I was going to buy a car, but I can't get a great interest rate. You put that money into a CD if you weren't going to use it for an extended period of time, and then get a car loan for the same amount of time or less, making sure that it is an institution that will report that as a car loan. You might get that favorable interest rate, and then you're able to start back up again on building credit because you've got a great interest rate. A lot of times what they do is they look at what your CD rate is, and they just work on a little bit of a spread between the CD rate and the car loan rate, so that the institution isn't losing money, but you're still getting a great rate. So where can you find money market accounts and CDs? Both of them are available at banks and credit unions. Not all banks offer money market accounts. Chase, for example, does not. However, most banks do offer CDs ranging in term length and rates. Find the best interest rates for both types of accounts at online banks like Discover Bank, Ally Bank. These banks don't have to maintain the cost of a brick-and-mortar location, so they offer some of the highest rates in the industry, and they typically also charge lower fees, if any at all. So what's the takeaway? Both money market accounts and CDs offer useful but different ways to save and access your money. Money market accounts are good for those who want to keep their money within easy reach, either through an ATM card or a checkbook, and you should make sure you can handle that easy access, though. On the other hand, CDs offer a great way to set aside money and forget about it. Your emergency fund, maybe. The money that you might not need for the next, you have 12 months set aside on hand in a money market or a savings account, the next 12 months into a CD. Think about that possibility and that concept. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T. To 79564. So we consistently get questions coming into Ron Siegel Radio, and I never get a lot of time to answer them. But here was one of them that I thought you might find fascinating, and it was an issue that we got a question on about should this father, this father wants his daughter to co-sign on a $300,000 mortgage. Should she? Here's the issue. The answer really is it depends, right? What does it depend on? It depends on when you're going to need that money. If you're going to need that money soon, or if you've already have your own house, well, then maybe you could do it. If you don't have a house, remember that anything that you sign on is going to go against your individual debt to income ratio. So that's a big issue right there. know what your plans are, know how you're going to deal with that before you go into something, because there are unintended consequences. You just need to understand what those consequences are. And obviously, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Lights go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to